KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Two skiers are confirmed dead after an avalanche in the Lone Peak area. Search and rescue crews had to work through the afternoon to find them, but they were called off because of the treacherous conditions up there. There was rain, there was snow, the wind was kicking up. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is at the base of the mountain with what we know. Amy.
Jeff, the latest update from Sheriff Rosie Rivera carrying a sad tone. She says those search and rescue crews were able to go up that to that side of that avalanche. They could see those two skiers there who they have been searching for all day.
Our team was able to get eyes on, and they have confirmed they were going to do a recovery. But as you can see, the weather changed very, very quickly on them, and it's just unsafe for our teams to do that.
It was raining heavily here just a few minutes ago. Now cleared and sunny. The search and rescue people have been sent home to come back tomorrow. A third man caught in the avalanche was able to dig himself out. He's the one who called 911, and then he was carried off the mountain by a helicopter. He was able to walk into an ambulance. We understand he's still recovering at the hospital. Reporting live in Sandy, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
This incident at Lone Peak comes very late in the season, so late that the Utah Avalanche Center has already stopped issuing avalanche forecasts.
But with so much snow and warm weather coming, I'm expecting we're going to be seeing an increase in avalanche danger.
Greg Gagne with the Utah Avalanche Center warning the mountains can be just as dangerous in early May as the middle of winter. Former Utah Congressman Chris Cannon died yesterday. Cannon represented Utah's 3rd congressional district for 12 years, ending in 2009. He was 73 years old. Former Congresswoman Enid Mickelson told me earlier, Cannon leaves behind an enduring legacy from his time in Congress.
Voters weren't familiar with all of the work that he did on things like drug policy, criminal justice, government reform, a lot of things on regulatory reform, not the things that get you on the news at night, but things that were very important that needed to get done.
Utah state leaders are reacting to Cannon's death. Senator Mike Lee says he's going to miss Cannon's insights, his encouragement and friendship. Governor Cox says that Congressman Cannon worked hard for the people of Utah. He dedicated himself to criminal justice and regulatory reform during his time in the House. KSL News Time, 5:03. Israel is standing firm on its military incursion into Rafah. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a U.S. threat to withhold arms will not prevent Israel from continuing its offensive in Rafah. Pentagon Major General Pat Ryder today detailing the shipment that's already been halted.
We paused one shipment of weapons consisting of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs.
White House National Security Advisor John Kirby defending the move.
The argument that somehow we're walking away from Israel, we're not willing to help them defeat Hamas, just doesn't comport with the facts.
President Biden says he's concerned about the million-plus civilians sheltering in Rafah with nowhere to go. Stormy Daniels has wrapped up her testimony in former President Trump's hush money trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the adult film actress talked about an imbalance of power between herself and Trump and how her own deficiencies allowed her to go through with the affair.
She didn't blame Trump for it at all, she said, and it was some powerful testimony that may have resonated with a jury.
The former president is accused of falsifying business records before the 2016 election, tied to buying off Daniels. Mr. Trump denies the charges. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Victims spoke out during a court hearing for On Pham today. He's the man accused of running down multiple women with his car.
State prosecutors walked through each incident in detail, with every victim willing to testify. One of those victims, Martha Knutson, sat in front of me with her attorney, Tara Isaacson, whose client recalls the terror she felt, sustaining a concussion and lacerations back in February, and her friend who was with her, who was struck, suffered brain bleeding. Pham looked back at Knutson multiple times. The state pointed out footage, license plate scans, and eyewitnesses, while FAM's defense argued that they haven't seen most of it yet. Judge Adam Moe felt any of the 9 attempted murder charges would be enough to satisfy the request to hold without bail, which was the verdict today. Reporting from the 3rd District Court in Salt Lake City, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Still jammed up out there if you're traveling I-15 anywhere between Ogden and about Orem. If you're on Highway 189, westbound delays continue in Provo Canyon due to an earlier accident at Bridalveil Falls. But it's southbound I-15 in Utah County that has some stop-and-go speeds now, going from 2100 North Lehigh all the way to Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky.